dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Monsters, Inc. Tattoo Parlor. Experts of art on fur, scales, and mucous membranes.
To all who have found this podcast, welcome. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm Steven.
And today we're going to be talking about Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue.
Yeah, specifically, we're kind of talking about the ride there at California Adventure. I don't know if anybody's been on that ride. I'm sure everybody's been on that ride. It's a pretty fun ride.
Well, it's funny because when I the first time I went to California Adventure, it wasn't Mike and Sully. It was Superstar Limo, which is a whole different conversation. But I didn't even know it was there. It was like shoved back in a corner in the dark. Nowhere. I want to say it was probably on the map, but I just didn't know what it was. And I kind of feel like Mike and Sully kind of suffers from the same problem. It's really back there.
Yeah, they hide it behind a bunch of walls, really, that you can't even see the ride. Not really sure why those white walls are even there.
Well, like, there's stores in front of it. Like, you're passing stores and things. But, so literally, when they said it had been switched over to Mike and Sully, I was like, I didn't even know there was a ride back there. So, kudos to them for making it a little bit more visible, at least.
So you never went on the Superstar Limo?
I don't think so. But I don't think I'm missing much based on the stuff that I've seen. Like, they took on-ride photos, and the people look very...
bored.
Not... not excited about it at all. But I mean, the new ride, Mike and Sully, opened in 2006. So the original one was open for what, a year?
Yeah, 11 months.
11 months.
It didn't quite make it to its 1 year anniversary.
Not really a gold star ride for Disney, apparently.
It's probably one of their shortest lived rides. Can you think of anything shorter than 11 months?
Not off the top of my head.
That tire ride, when they first introduced the tire ride in Cars Land?
Oh. No, I think that was there for longer than 11 months.
They had to.
They gave that a good second go, didn't they?
They tried. But they wanted it to be.
The only thing that I really like, though, well, not the only thing, but the thing I really like about Mike and Sully's is that they had a Sully blue fur carpet premiere for the ride, which I think is so clever. I wish I would have been there for a blue carpet premiere.
Yeah, really?
Do you think it was fur carpet?
Do you? Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been, right?
Like shag carpet? Like blue and purple shag carpet premiere?
If so, I totally want a piece of that for the office. Like, that would be fun just to have a...
frame a blue... We'll just go buy us some blue fur and put it up.
We should totally make a blue fur carpet for the office.
We totally should.
Oh, that'd be pretty awesome.
But there are things about the ride even now that I don't get 100%. Starting with when you're even just walking up to the ride, sometimes they have a person, a cast member, standing in front of it, and if they see that you're a party of two, they'll give you like a super special secret pass that puts you through the exit and directly up to the front of the line. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who... like... do they have a limited number? Do they tell them specifically to look for two people? Do you have to go and ask for it? Because we've gotten to the point where we're like milling around the front of the entrance of the ride, like being like, ooh, T for two and two for T, hoping somebody would notice that we're like two people trying to get on this ride.
Yeah, we've literally walked into the ride, got into the queue, and then walked back out, and then slowly walked by the guy. saying like,
just be like, two guys walking into the ride.
and then you get the ticket to go in that line. I guess it's their version of doing a single rider's line, but it's a two for single riders kind of
thing. A double, because the seats take two people
comfortably. I mean, and it's a good way to keep parties together, because you can't, otherwise you have an empty back row quite constantly.
But I don't know what I can, like, outside of just marching up and asking for it. It's not very magical if you ask for it, right? It's supposed to be a magical thing, and you're like, give me my pass.
So for you guys out there that decide that you want to give it a shot, go up and ask him for it.
Yeah. Don't be coy about it. Just go and ask. Well, and I also, I'm wondering now with the announcement that they're putting in Marvel Land.
Right.
Do you think that Monsters, Inc. is going to be safe from Marvel Land expanding into that area?
Gosh, I sure hope so. Like, I love that ride. I think it's super fun. And I can't imagine that they would want to get rid of it. It's...
Yeah, but they've gotten... In the same area, they used to have a Muppet 3D show that is now just a regular theater.
Rotating through any number of things they decide they want to put in there.
Right, which we can talk about another time, because I got a bone to pick about randomness in movie theaters in Disneyland. But
that's true, but they did show my Oprah.
They did show Oprah.
To see Oprah in a huge theater, all dragged out in glitter.
Super draggy Oprah.
So for that reason alone, I'm happy that theater's there.
But, like, really, Monsters, Inc. is just kind of a little island in the middle of a bunch of randomness in that corner.
Yeah.
So I hope that Marvel Land... I mean, the idea is probably that Marvel Land is going to go back behind the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
But, and Bugs Land, right?
And Bugs Land area. But you never know. Disney could get too big for their britches and push into Monsters.
No, Inc. because Hollywood... What is that called right in front of that? Hollywood Land?
Is it
that
is called Hollywood Land.
And how new is that? Is that originals of the park?
Yeah. I don't think it was... Like, not all of the design is original to the park.
But that's probably staying.
Yeah. I would think so. They did a lot of work to make it look nice when they did the refurbishment. So I would think they would keep it.
Yeah. So for that reason alone, I think that ride is safe as well. And I bet that theater becomes something incredible. But, I mean, if they decide to rip down those walls so you can actually see the ride, that would be cool.
Oh, that would be. But they would take out, like, a restaurant and stuff. Like, Schmoozies is in front of there, and you love Schmoozies, so...
I do love me my Schmoozies. That is true. Schmoozies. That's my special treat for if I make it through Guardian of the Galaxy without crying, then that's my special treat. That I get a schmoozy.
Now, so. Do you remember the first time you went on Monsters, Inc., though?
Yeah, so the first time we went on there, I had to turn to you and ask you actually in the middle of the ride, like, why are we in a bathroom? what is this ride? What's happening right now?
I had no idea that you hadn't seen the movie. Like, it's... Like, Monsters, Inc. is such a popular film, I didn't even think that you hadn't seen it yet. So when we went to get on it, and we were going through the bathroom... Where they have a scene in the bathroom with Mike and Sully waiting for Boo to get out of a bathroom stall. You were so confused, and I was like, it's from the part in the movie.
So that's how good that ride really is. But you go on the ride, and you're like, this is an incredible ride. This makes me want to run home and watch that movie immediately and find out what the heck we just saw.
What is this all about?
Right? And then the entire rest of the day, you're just saying, kitty.
But a lot of the effects in there really work well. Like, even when you first get on the ride and you go down the long hallway, it's an optical illusion that makes it look like you're going through a long hallway, but it's, you know, not, obviously.
It's true, and I think that's actually original to the Superstar Limo ride, actually.
Oh, is that part of the original ride?
I think it is.
Oh, okay. And then they obviously, the Superstar Limo ride had a lot of very basic animatronics that I don't think people were impressed with. But when you reskin them with the Monsters, Inc. characters, I think it looks a bit more impressive and is a bit more forgivable as that kind of dark ride. Because if you look at the other dark rides that Disney does, there's not a whole lot of movement in those old-school dark rides when you go through, like, Snow White.
Yeah.
The characters aren't moving a whole lot, and it's forgivable in that situation. But then you look at something like the new Frozen ride, and those characters are, like... turning cartwheels.
Full on choreography.
Right? So, the fact that they were able to use the same animatronics probably saved them a lot of money.
Yeah, because all the CDA agents in that ride, they were all the celebrities from beforehand.
Right. So, like, the one, you're going through the ride and one of the child detection agency agents has, like, a bunch of pamphlets in his hand. And if you watch old footage of it, that's Drew Carey. Like, I don't know why he had pamphlets in his hands.
Was he handing out a map or something?
Maybe he was handing out a map or something.
Like star maps?
Sure.
So does that mean that if we take off the CDA uniforms, that there's still going to be like a Whoopi and a Cher under there somewhere?
That would be a fun After Dark kind of thing.
Oh, shut up.
But I doubt there's any kind of skin underneath those CDA agents. It's all robotics under there.
Cher's just in there, if I could turn back time. Well, Joan Rivers, can we talk?
Can we talk? Which, you know, full disclosure, was an idea of what we could say at the beginning of our podcast. Can we talk about something?
Oh, we're so easy. Yeah, we're going to use that at some time in the future.
But it's a fun voice to do, which reminds me, the Roz character that everybody loves.
Oh, I love Roz.
Always watching character.
Right.
At the end of the ride, I really want to know, how often is she really live? Like,
oh, yeah, because she can actually talk to you and be like, you in the second row with the red shirt. Right?
What would she say to the person in the second row with the red shirt?
Do you remember that time?
No.
You in the second row in the red shirt. What did you find then? Your closet? You haven't been in there for a while.
Oh, it was like, wasn't I in your closet
at that's some what point she said.
Or something? Yeah.
And she'll be like, you with the glasses. I something, something, another, too.
Sure. So I'm wondering, these days, like, is it a summer thing that someone's actually watching, or is it just random? Is it, you know, a special job that they pass out to an employee of the month at Monsters, Inc.? I don't know. Like, sometimes she does it, and sometimes it seems very canned.
Truly.
You know?
Yeah, anybody that knows the answer, let us know, and how to apply for the position. I would like to know that as well.
We're working on our Roz impression, just so we can...
I totally talk back to her. I'll even volunteer. Like, can you? I would volunteer my ticket for the day if I could just sit there and be Roz. Of course.
For free.
For free.
Disney.
Yeah.
He's offering her free service.
I will pay you to let me be Roz for the day. That would be pretty awesome. I would like that.
Now, have you located any hidden Mickeys in Monsters, Inc.?
Have I?
Have you?
I don't think so.
I think in the we have the book that details them.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
It's totally cheating, but I'm all right with that as long as I look smart when I'm on the ride. But there's one that they talk about when, near the end of the ride, spoiler alert, when Boo is sitting on top of Randall and hitting him with a baseball bat.
All right.
There's a pattern that he puts on that has a hidden Mickey on his leg. So, you know, cause and effect. Now, every time I go by there, instead of looking at anything else, I'm staring at Randall's legs, waiting to see. He's got some nice legs. I'm looking to see if he's got a Mickey on there every time we go by, and I still don't know that I've actually seen it.
Yeah, I find it pretty interesting, though, about when it was Superstar Limo. It was intended to be a much faster ride than it is today, but they had to get rid of that. They had to nix that idea, right? Because Princess Diana was killed by paparazzi, and so then the idea of you speeding through Disneyland in a paparazzi car apparently was in poor form at that point in time, and that's probably what ruined the effect on that ride completely.
Well, because that was the idea, right, is that you were going super fast to get away from paparazzi.
Oh, I would go super fast. Actually, that's not true.
Hey, if anyone wants to take pictures, right? Let me know.
I will slow down. I will go around the block twice.
Make sure I got my face on. But yeah, I think they lost a lot of the entertainment value by slowing it down as much as they had to kind of avoid the correlation between the two, which I think is probably a better idea anyway. You don't want people thinking that your ride is making fun of something that isn't funny.
No, that's probably a bad idea. Yeah, it's probably a pretty bad idea, but really, that's what inspired this month's patch, right? Was the Monsters, Inc. in general?
Well, and it's funny, because I have to admit, I'm probably not the first person to make the Monsters, Inc. INK joke. Like, it's a pretty simple switch, right? It's a synonym? Synonym? What's the words that sound the same but are spelled differently?
I just call that Monsters, Inc.
Okay. Ink and ink. INC and INK. I'm probably not the first person to make that joke, but it works super easy. And I like the idea of tattoo art. I'm just not great at recreating it.
Yeah.
It's not really my style. So I thought, you know, a tattoo thing would be fun. And a lot of adult Disney fans have a lot of amazing Disney tattoos that we've seen. I think just the other day I saw one with a super realistic Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're all zombied out and stuff. I was like, oh, that's pretty... I mean, that's an investment. You've got to really like Nightmare to get that on you.
It's true. That is one of my favorite things to do when you're at the park, is to walk around and see other people and what commitment they have to the Disney culture when they put the tattoos on, and how it's really elevated the art form of it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's one of my favorites. So if you have a Disney tattoo out there, make sure it's on full display every time you go into the park.
Well, you like it so much that one time we drew one on you in marker.
Oh,
do you remember?
Yeah,
we did the Flo's Cafe V8 symbol on your leg. And I saw a bunch of Asian tourists taking picture of your leg.
Well,
I think it was while we were standing in line for Mike and Sully, actually. They were taking pictures of your calf with the V8 on there. And I'm sure it wasn't perfect, so they might have been laughing at you. But they might have been impressed.
No, they probably thought it was real.
They were probably, I'm sure they were impressed.
Yeah.
But you have real tattoos.
But not of Disney, though.
Not of Disney, but... Experience-wise, would you get, now that you're a Disney fan, would you get a Disney tattoo now?
Now that I'm... No. I would love to. For those of people that have done it, I applaud you, but I just couldn't be that committed to it. I would do temporary tattoos, though.
Oh, you rebel, you.
I know. How realistic we make temporary tattoos look.
Well, I would do a Disney henna tattoo. I think they do henna tattoos at Disney parks now, don't they?
They do.
But... It has to sit on there for a while. Like, you brush up against it and ruin it.
True. We've done some henna tattoos in the past, and I think you have to sit for about 20 minutes afterwards. Maybe they just lie to you so that you don't move, but you have to sit for quite some time. So who wants to pay that much money to get into a park to sit there and then not move for 20 minutes?
I guess, well, if you could just stand in line.
I was going to say, there's a lot of lines, and 20 minutes is no big deal. So I'm sure that's what people do.
Well, and the fun thing about the patch now for Monsters, Inc. is that I usually go through 6 or 7 designs for patches before we settle on one. And the Monsters, Inc. ones they're a bit more heavy metal, and you're not a fan of the scarier looking artwork that I was coming up with for the Monsters, Inc. patch. I had, you know, monster skulls and oozy things and
that
bones.
Is true. I mean, I like them. I think that they're great. I think they look awesome, and I think they're I wish everybody out there loved them, but I don't want to completely negate what the Disney culture is about. A lot of it's about fluffy monsters that I also relate to pretty well.
Well, and the great thing about having multiple designs is that a lot of the time the artwork that doesn't get used for patches gets put into the packaging. So I had this great idea, I thought, to have a monster flexing his arm and have the Monsters, Inc. written on his arm as a tattoo. And I thought it was so cool, and you vetoed that one. So I went ahead and did the art anyway and stuck it on the inside of the packaging. And I would just like to say that I've gotten reports that people like that.
It is. It's actually really good. That's probably going to end up on a t-shirt pretty soon because it's so good.
But... Right. Because I thought it was a kind of a fun idea that in the monster world, they might get tattoos of kids stuff on their arms because kids are scary for them, right? And so are scary.
It can be very scary.
If you've been to a Disney park around any amount of children, they're pretty scary. But for monsters, I thought it would be cool if they had like the blocks or rubber duckies on their arms, you know, super hardcore kid tattoos, you know. And so the concept worked, but maybe not so much for a patch. It might work better on a shirt. I also thought of other kid tattoo ideas, like your child's a monster, or like other offensive things that parents might not think were funny. But I thought writing babysitter on a monster arm was kind of a cool concept for a monster tattoo.
But that's a pretty hardcore job, babysitter.
I don't want it.
I mean, I don't want to do it either.
I can be around children for a very limited amount of time before I'm ready to pass them back to whoever birthed the child. But, yeah, the great fun thing about it, though, is that I can take that stuff and put it on a t-shirt. And I have, you know, multiple designs that if people really respond to a certain patch, we can slap them on a shirt and say, well, if you don't want to, if I don't have it in patch form, but you can always buy a t-shirt, right?
And to me, I think that one of the funny parts of the concept behind it is the idea of a fuzzy monster trying to get a tattoo because you can't actually see a skin. Like, that to me, I think is hilarious.
Like hair dye or... Which is why the intro was funny. I thought that was funny when it's like Masters of Art on fur, scales, and mucous membranes.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. It was a concept for the patch, too, that never... It's too wordy. That's the problem with the patches, is you can't really slap a lot of words on there.
Yeah.
Because then it gets illegible.
Yeah, you're at a 3-word max, really.
Right.
And who wants to spend all day reading patches?
Nobody. The patches are more about the visual, which I like.
Yeah.
But then sometimes translating that to a t-shirt, you're like, oh, I need more words, or I need more imagery. Because it's so simple on a patch to get down to just the bare essence of the joke and try not to over-explain it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
But anyway, this has been just a quick chat about Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue at California Adventure Park, and this super fun patch that you can buy now at obscurity.com. Add it to your collection of patches, or start your collection of patches with the Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. Tattoo Parlor clothing patch.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And you can also find the patch at, if it's easier for you, disneypatch.com will also take you there.
And we're on Etsy.
Oh, we're on Etsy too. That's pretty fancy stuff right there.
We're everywhere. You can't get away from us. All right, guys. Well, till next time, we will see you on Obscure Disney Podcast.